Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 998. These are the bare essentials, and they produce extraordinary results, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. And you can get additional inspiration and motivation by following us on Instagram. Just search for Old Podcast to find us. And it's Wednesday, and so like I do every Wednesday, I like to give you a little bit of inspiration. So here's today's inspirational quote. The harder I work, the luckier I get. Grant Cardone. Now, I know quite a few people who have been using this time of social isolation to amp up their physical activity and try and get fit super fast. I definitely admire them for trying to improve themselves during this COVID-19 crisis, but sometimes exercising too much, too fast can backfire. And what I particularly like about today's post is this complements Monday's episode. That was episode 996. In fact, it complements it perfectly. And if you remember, that episode was all about minimalism and fitness. So let's hear what Nia Shanks has to say about this topic as we start optimizing your life. These are the bare essentials, and they produce extraordinary results, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. When trying to reach your fitness and body transformation goals, what's the quickest way to fail? I know that's a heck of a question, but bear with me, because there's a good point. The answer? Do too much all at once. Sadly, this is the approach most people take. Maybe you've experienced this yourself when you tried to do everything right. I know I have. Because you were incredibly determined to reach your goals and you drastically changed your eating habits, maybe even went on a strict diet that had a list of foods to eat and foods to avoid. You counted calories, weighed your food, ate at certain times and not at others, etc. Maybe you strength trained several days per week and did a lot of cardio too. You wanted to do everything perfectly, so you tried to obey all the rules of when, what, and how much to eat. You searched for the best strength training program. You included a lot of cardio. You were doing it all. But inevitably, after some time, this time-consuming and complicated regimen proved to be too much. You couldn't follow such a strict diet long-term, nor could you maintain such a grueling workout schedule that left you exhausted. Try to do too much all at once, and you likely won't maintain that routine for long. You're likely wondering, what's the point? Trying to do it all is a recipe for failure. But doing only the few things that truly matter is the recipe for success, both short and long term. The few things that truly matter are the bare essentials. Focus on the bare essentials. When we try to do a lot of things at once, we don't and can't give our best effort in all of those areas. As a result, we don't make much progress. However, When we focus on doing our very best with only a few things, then we can make tremendous progress because we're able to give our best effort consistently. If you're experiencing frustration from your current fitness regimen, or you want to finally make lifestyle changes you can maintain long-term, then you need to focus exclusively on the bare essentials and nothing else. When you do that, focus on the few things that matter most. You can put all of your effort into each area, and that leads to real results. By doing so, you'll develop simple, sustainable lifestyle habits. That means the results you achieve today will be maintainable tomorrow, and you won't experience unnecessary stress or frustration because you'll only have a few things to focus on instead of a long, exhausting list. How do the bare essentials lead to extraordinary results? To explain this, let me ask you a question. How many dominoes that progressively increase in size 1.5 times each would it take to knock down a building the size of the Empire State Building? The answer? Only 29. Because dominoes can knock over another up to 1.5 times its size, you could start with a small domino about the size of a fingernail, and it would only take 29 dominoes, each one 1.5 times larger than the previous, to knock down one the size of the Empire State Building. That's how practicing the bare essentials work. You do the small things that set into motion a series of events that lead to greater and larger results. Entrepreneur Herb Morial has titled this a domino theory and said it, quote, is a framework that helps people understand that no matter how large or small their hopes and dreams are, they can accomplish them by seeing the world as a set of dominoes. All it takes is one small strategic action to set big things in motion, end quote. How the heck does this pertain to you reaching your health and body transformation goals? Exceptionally well, as it turns out. By beginning with just one small, simple action, you'll build momentum going forward that can create even larger, more drastic events. This is possible because the bare essentials are simple, and you need to only focus on a few things. You'll constantly achieve small wins, and with each win, you build confidence and gain momentum, making the next domino that much easier to knock down. So, what are the bare essentials? I'm so glad you asked. The bare essentials I use for achieving health and body transformation goals include a combination of nutrition and strength training, and they answer the question, what are the few things I must do to reap the majority of the results? When it comes to nutrition, the bare essentials consist of flexible, simple guidelines that turn into effortless lifestyle habits. Anyone can go on a diet for a period of time, but long-lasting changes are a result of habits, and the bare essentials produce them, not diets. For strength training, it's about using the best exercises that work for you and a focus on consistently and gradually improving your performance. Do that, and you'll be knocking down Empire State Building-sized dominoes, i.e., achieving your physique and fitness goals. You just listened to the post titled, These Are the Bare Essentials, and They Produce Extraordinary Results, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. So take a moment and think about Nia's calls to action. What are the few things you must do to reap the majority of the results you desire? What exercise works for you? could you commit to eating at least one green or orange vegetable and one piece of fruit per day? Come on, I know you can do that at least. One measly cup of an orange or green vegetable and one measly cup of fresh fruit, each of those are about the size of your fist. And as Nia mentioned, this is where the magic starts. That's because when you sit down in front of that measly cup of vegetables, you'll think, that's not very much. I can do better than that. And now the dominoes start to fall. Same goes for exercise. You could go for a measly 5-minute walk outside right now, right? That's not so bad. But here's the thing. Those 5 minutes will go by faster than you think. And then you'll say, I could probably do another 5 minutes. That wasn't so bad. And here again is where the dominoes begin to topple over. So, what do you say? Shall we start knocking down those goals you've set for yourself or what? I say, let's do it. All right, that's 998 episodes down. I can't believe it. Thank you so much for listening. It's all thanks to you. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And I will see you back here tomorrow for the Thursday episode and where your optimal life awaits.